绵阳市高中2018级第三次诊断考试。这是绵阳市高中2018级第三次诊断考试英语听力测试。做题时，请先将答案标在试卷上。
录音内容结束后，你将有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。下面是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club, can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today and thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we're growing all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kinds of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes. Every day except Thursday, we have a language evening. People can come and practice their languages.You know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German. And Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay, well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information.If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束，听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节。听下面5段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 3个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
例如，你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有5秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 C 项，并将其画在试卷上。现在你有5秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Text 1. Hey Peter, we are turning 15 next Friday. How about a big party by the pool? What do you say?
Why bother? Mom and Dad always listen to my cute little sister, not me.Even though I was born just 1 minute before you.
Text 2. Why are there some scratches on your face? What happened?
It was Lexi. I sat on her favorite toy by accident, and she didn't like it.
I'm sorry to hear that. Normally, she's a good cat.My sister loves her a lot. Text 3. Oh no, my laptop broke down again. May I borrow yours to finish the last few paragraphs of my paper?
Sorry, Linda. I'm checking mine for spelling mistakes. You can go upstairs. I think the computer lab is still open. Text 4. Did you hear that Mark is planning to transfer to another school next month?
Yes, a little bird told me. But I seriously doubt it, because he would have told me if he were to do that.
Text 5. I never knew physics could be that interesting.
I couldn't agree more. Mr. Anderson really knows how to teach, although he is just an assistant for Professor Perry. I learned quite a lot during that 45 minutes.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的A、B、C三个选项中。选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六、七。两个小题，现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Hi Tom, how is your business trip?
Great. I've signed the contract with ABC Company and we will be flying back tomorrow.How are things with the office? Is everything okay?
Yes. Actually, can you pick up some paper for the printer? We're running out of it.
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me now?
What? Did you say to get today's newspaper or some ink for the printer? Sorry. The signal isn't very good down here in the subway.
Well, I'll just send you a text message. Hi, Tom. How is your business trip?
Great.I've signed the contract with ABC Company, and we will be flying back tomorrow. How are things with the office? Is everything okay?
Yes. Actually, can you pick up some paper for the printer? We're running out of it.
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me now?
What? Did you say to get today's newspaper or some ink for the printer? Sorry. The signal isn't very good down here in the subway.
Well, I'll just send you a text message.
听第七段材料，回答第八、九两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Are you leaving for the railway station now, Jimmy? It's so early.
The rush hour traffic is a nightmare. I don't want to be late.
But you have to wait for about 2 hours with no scenery to look at.
Don't worry. It'll be a perfect time to finish reading Born a Crime by Trevor Noah.
It's too noisy to read in the railway station. I would usually look around the shops while waiting for the train.
But I've already got all the gifts for my parents and sisters. I don't need to buy anything.If I really can't focus on the book, I may phone up some friends I haven't talked to in a while.
Good idea. Or you can spend the waiting time writing a to-do list so that you won't miss anything in the days to come. This is what Bella usually does.
Awesome. I'll surely do that too. Thank you, Emma.
Are you leaving for the railway station now, Jimmy? It's so early.
The rush hour traffic is a nightmare. I don't want to be late.
But you have to wait for about 2 hours with no scenery to look at.
Don't worry. It'll be a perfect time to finish reading Born a Crime by Trevor Noah.
It's too noisy to read in the railway station. I would usually look around the shops while waiting for the train.
But I've already got all the gifts for my parents and sisters. I don't need to buy anything. If I really can't focus on the book, I may phone up some friends I haven't talked to in a while.
Good idea. Or you can spend the waiting time writing a to-do list so that you won't miss anything in the days to come. This is what Bella usually does.
Awesome. I'll surely do that too. Thank you, Emma.
Hi, Ben. You look troubled. What's the matter?
Hi, Anna. I have a big decision to make. My best friend Carl offered me a job as the lead engineer at his garage, and with good pay.
That's wonderful, but does it mean you're going to quit college? I thought you liked art.
I still do. I don't know. One side of me says, go ahead, you can go back to college anytime. What job could you get after college that would pay you $15 an hour? That's $30,000 a year.
And then?
And then the other side says, hold on a minute, not so fast. For all those years in the Army, you planned to go to college so that you would have many job possibilities. You've planned your whole life around going to college, and now?
I can see it. It's true that with your experience in the Army, you could do a good job repairing cars if you accept the job. But you are doing very well now. Just think of the future. I'm sure you will get better jobs. Hi, Ben. You look troubled. What's the matter?
Hi, Anna. I have a big decision to make. My best friend Carl offered me a job as the lead engineer at his garage, and with good pay.
That's wonderful. But does it mean you're going to quit college? I thought you liked art.
I still do. I don't know. One side of me says, go ahead, you can go back to college anytime. What job could you get after college that would pay you $15 an hour? That's $30,000 a year.
And then?
And then the other side says, hold on a minute, not so fast. For all those years in the Army, you planned to go to college so that you would have many job possibilities. You've planned your whole life around going to college, and now?
I can see it. It's true that with your experience in the Army, you could do a good job repairing cars if you accept the job. But you are doing very well now. Just think of the future. I'm sure you will get better jobs.
Good evening. How can I help you?
Good evening, sir. My bike is gone. I think it's been stolen.
Can you give me more details about your bike?
It's a red one, with a white basket attached to the front. The handlebars are black.
When and where did you last see it?
This afternoon, I left it in front of number 14 teaching building.
Let me check. It appears your bike was in the staff-only parking zone.
I'm sorry. I was a bit late for my class. I had to find a place so I could get to my classroom quickly.
It was moved away, since you shouldn't have left it there.
Can I get it back? How?
Well, yes. Go to the campus traffic office. That's behind the stadium and on the right side of the cafeteria. Please take your student ID with you.
I will. Do I have to pay a fine?
I'm afraid so. There's a parking fine, and you also have to pay for the storage fee.
Okay. How much will that be?
The storage fee is $5 per day, so you'd better pick up your bike today. The fine is $50.
I see. Thanks. But I don't have that much money right now. Besides, I'm going to meet my friends for a movie right now. I'll visit the campus traffic office tomorrow.
Good evening. How can I help you?
Good evening, sir. My bike is gone. I think it's been stolen.
Can you give me more details about your bike?
It's a red one, with a white basket attached to the front. The handlebars are black.
When and where did you last see it?
This afternoon, I left it in front of number 14 teaching building.
Let me check. It appears your bike was in the staff-only parking zone.
I'm sorry. I was a bit late for my class. I had to find a place so I could get to my classroom quickly.
It was moved away, since you shouldn't have left it there.
Can I get it back? How?
Well, yes. Go to the campus traffic office. That's behind the stadium and on the right side of the cafeteria. Please take your student ID with you.
I will. Do I have to pay a fine?
I'm afraid so. There's a parking fine, and you also have to pay for the storage fee.
Okay. How much will that be?
The storage fee is $5 per day, so you'd better pick up your bike today. The fine is $50.
I see. Thanks. But I don't have that much money right now. Besides, I'm going to meet my friends for a movie right now. I'll visit the campus traffic office tomorrow.
第十段材料，回答第十七至第二十四个小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Hello, everyone. May I have your attention, please? Welcome to Science 101. I'm honored to have your child in my science class. I believe that science is an extremely interesting subject. Not only does it increase children's awareness and knowledge of the world, but also opens doors to new discoveries. Going forward, your child will be using a variety of tools and materials during and after class to accomplish assigned tasks. They will have many opportunities to apply what they have learned to reality, which can be fun. My goal is to help your child develop a strong science vocabulary, build a solid foundation of science concepts and understanding. Develop the ability to think critically and creatively, and solve real-life problems while they enjoy learning. We can stay connected through email. If you intend to reach me by phone, please call during office hours, 8 o'clock a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m., Monday to Friday. And if you prefer to meet me in person, please call after 4 p.m. on weekdays to make an appointment. Please don't hesitate to contact me if you have any questions or concerns. Looking forward to being part of the academic progress your child will make. Thank you. Now please follow me through this garden and I'll show you around the classroom. Hello, everyone. May I have your attention, please? Welcome to Science 101. I'm honored to have your child in my science class. I believe that science is an extremely interesting subject. Not only does it increase children's awareness and knowledge of the world, but also opens doors to new discoveries. Going forward, your child will be using a variety of tools and materials during and after class to accomplish assigned tasks. They will have many opportunities to apply what they have learned to reality, which can be fun. My goal is to help your child develop a strong science vocabulary, build a solid foundation of science concepts and understanding, develop the ability to think critically and creatively, and solve real-life problems while they enjoy learning. We can stay connected through email. If you intend to reach me by phone, please call during office hours, 8 o'clock a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m., Monday to Friday. And if you prefer to meet me in person, please call after 4 p.m. on weekdays to make an appointment. Please don't hesitate to contact me if you have any questions or concerns. Looking forward to being part of the academic progress your child will make. Thank you. Now please follow me through this garden and I'll show you around the classroom.
第二节到此结束。现在你有两分钟的时间，将试卷上的答案转图到客观题答题卡上。
听力部分到此结束。